guiding your spirit is one with me. Your wings span the mighty ocean. Your eyes see everything. The slightest of your motions can make the continents ring. Yet in all your might and glory, vanished from the skies, leaving just another story amidst millions of man-made lies. They tell of how you fell from the sky, your once proud beauty aflame, to vanish from your throne on high, leaving only a memory of your name. Rainbow bird, oh mighty phoenix, come once more into the eyes of man. From the ancient days of Atlantis, in centuries numbered 10 times 10 times 10.
All right, we're back, and we'll open up the phone lines. If you want to, give us a call, you can do that at 800-313-9443. If you want to call in and get free American, get 100 free Americans, get 10 free Americans, get a subscription, you can do that by calling 888-678-1444. You know, Jake, I every now and then I get a little discouraged that about this whole situation, because that feels sometimes like I'm just fighting a battle alone. Now, you know, that's why I like to have guests like you, and because I know I'm not the only one out there, but from the time I started the Free American, I wanted to involve all the patriot groups and provide a forum for them, and I've pretty much done that, but it's been very hard to get the help. I mean, I've got a full-page ad running this issue for Help Wanted, you know, just somebody to help sell advertising and help distribute the magazines. I haven't got a lot of calls off of that. Why?
I think you got the same problem I do with the Little Red Schoolhouse. I get a lot of people for it. Oh, boy, we want to do it. And when they find out I'm not going to come run the school, they get a little scared. Hello?
People don't, what, people are just afraid to take some responsibility?
Well, you know, we've been taught that in our public schools and in our society that somebody else did it, and we're teaching victimization, or I'm a victim. You know, it's somebody else's fault. I got raped or I got abused or whatever, and I counsel people like this. 40 years ago, they were abused, and I said, you know, well, when do you get to take control of your life? Are you going to let them do it another 20 years? Our society's been taught that.
You know, people used to come to me after my accident, which wasn't an accident. Aren't you afraid now, Clay? Aren't you afraid? Hell no. We got to take another break here. We'll be right back with Dr. Jake Wade.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
All right, we're back. And my guest is Dr. Jake Wade. He's teaching children, teaching the right way in a little red schoolhouse. And in an article from the LouRockwell.com on the economics of Ron Paul, and by the way, that's Dr. Ron Paul, too, that, and this is a forward to the forthcoming Mises Institute book, The Economics of Freedom by Ron Paul. They say that Congressman Ron Paul has been working for decades to bring economics to the forefront of political life. In doing so, he has raised topics that nearly everyone in public life wants buried. But isn't economics a dull topic, interesting only to Wall Street traders and government bureaucrats? Isn't it just about math and graphs? Not in Ron's view. He has an intensity and a passion for the discipline of economics that follows up what Ludwig von Mises believed. Economics is the path of natural life. It is the core body of knowledge that seeks an explanation for all natural phenomena as it is affected by human choice. Economics is as unavoidable in politics as gravity is in the natural world. It's a ubiquitous reality, whether we speak about it openly or not. Therefore, everyone should be interested in economics. The choice we make about our economic system will determine whether we rise or fall as a people, whether our families will thrive or die, and whether the future itself has a future. The cause and effect relationship between bad policy and bad economic outcomes, however, is not always obvious. We need teachers and public intellectuals to point out the connections between the money supply and inflation, between regulations and slow growth, between protectionism and lowering living standards, between public ownership and the decline of innovation.
Amen.
And that's what you're doing, Jake. That's why I want you on my show. And I'm probably going to be bugging you about that on a regular basis, because it's so hard to find people in America today that care, that have the courage to stand up and say something that just isn't, isn't said in polite company. I was at a dentist or at a barber shop once, and I was working with Charles Collins, and talking about some of the same things we're talking about now. And he said, "Well, I've never heard anybody talk like that." I said, "Oh, you must be from a family that believed that you never discussed politics or religion in public." And he kind of nodded. I said, "Do you know who told you that?" And he looked at me. I said, "That person was a communist."
Mm-hmm.
And then this issue of the Free American, I've got the story of Joe McCarthy. And talk about demonization, man. They made McCarthyism a bad word because some of Roosevelt's best friends were communists.
Mm-hmm.
And he was told by the Secretary of the Navy. And that person was John Forrestal.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very handsome man, a very, very smart man. McCarthy said something to him about before meeting Forrestal, "I thought we were losing to international communism because of incompetence and stupidity on the part of our planners." And he said, when I said that to Forrestal looked at him and said, "McCarthy, consistency is not a mark of stupidity." If they'd been merely stupid, they would occasionally make a mistake in our favor. And I guess that's why they threw him out of that 10th floor window of the Bethesda Naval Hospital, huh?
Mm-mm-mm. The one they ought to demonize is John Maynard Keynes.
Yes, sir?
Keynes, we're under Keynesian economic control right now, and it is absolutely a fabrication. It is not real economics. Hasn't been for over 30 years.
Yeah, one of my favorite writers who I based some of my stories on, and this will kind of go to show that the one bloody alabaster eye and deadly flashes of silver, those will be back out in the new release form, because John D. McDonald, who I patterned my writing style around, and used some of the same settings that I'd grown up in Fort Lauderdale, lived in Fort Lauderdale and Miami. But John Maynard Keynes was one of his heroes, and he talked about him in many of his novels.
All the economists of his day said, this will never work, and the reason the government picked up on it is because they could control us.
Right. A lot of the heroes today. Freud's nephew is one of the men. I don't recall his name right offhand, but he's the one that started this mass media, mass control, mass psychology, using the media to tell women it's okay to smoke, to tell people to convince people that this is the way it is. I mean, we basically have the best. We created the best propaganda tool in history.
That's right.
Called television.
That's right.
And they control it so well and so carefully. It's just incredible.
By the way, you said before the last break or somewhere recently that you felt like sometimes you were out there all alone. My wife meeting you the other night came home thrilled with not only your presentation, but she says, "There's another guy out there like you. I am now comfortable in that, you know, we're not alone doing this. My wife's a fighter, but she understood what you said.
Unfortunately, I had a lady that was going to help me, that came in, did help me, and she was responsible for getting this this magazine out. She put in enough to get this magazine out, but then she didn't stay. She didn't stay. She didn't follow through. She just didn't understand business and what we have to do to make a business work.
Yeah.
But, you know, then again, my ex-wife, I was with her for 24 years, and when it all came down, when they tried to kill me, my sons understand that they tried to kill me. She couldn't quite see that because of the brainwashing.
It is brainwashing.
I mean, you know, oh, well, your husband, you know, we've got to keep him unconscious for 3 months for his own good. He may never be right again. He may never be sane again. This is what the doctors were telling them. So,
my wife said, what must he have been like before they messed up his brain? yeah, you and I are people that have been blessed with high IQs, but the thing that it also does for us is we're unwilling to accept an untruth, even though it is purported over and over again to be the truth.
You know, I found out something. I guess I was about 22 or 23. And I studied everything. I studied Christianity. I studied Buddhism. I studied magic. And I got up on a stage when one of these hypnotists wanted to ask for volunteers from the audience. I got up on stage, and five other people got up with me. I was the only one he asked to get off the stage.
You can't be hypnotized.
I couldn't be hypnotized. I studied it, and I found out I could do it like that. I could hypnotize somebody like that. I could give them a post-hypnotic suggestion and put them back to sleep anytime I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to a professional hypnotist and asked him to put me under, and he couldn't do it either. He said, well, you have a very, very strong mind, Mr. Douglas. I said, does that mean I don't owe you any money? No, you still owe me the money, but he couldn't do it.
Well, we're going to be brainwashed by something, and it might as well be the truth. You alluded to standing up, standing in the gap, being a watchman. That's Ezekiel. That's what Ezekiel says in the Bible. Somebody with enough backbone and intelligence and knowledge of the truth has got to stand up and say so.
You know, I've been so demonized. They tried to demonize me because if you say there's 22 million illegal aliens in this country and they're responsible for 48,000 murders in America, that's 48,000 Americans murdered by illegal aliens. You've got an organization like the ADL that plays the FBI like a puppet, standing up and saying, he's a racist. He's a racist. And if you're trying to teach children, then you're a child molester. I mean, they tried to do the same thing to Chris Simcox, who started the Minutemen. They planted child pornography on his computer, which is easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
And tried to demonize him. My God, they try to do that to anybody that's standing up. And the Minutemen, oh, they're a bunch of vigilantes. And those militias that Clay started, well, they're terrorist groups now. Hang on, we'll be right back. We'll take your calls.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The bed fan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
And you've got a comment, you want to call in, you can do that at 800-313-9443. If you want to get a copy of the Free American, get a subscription to the Free American, make a donation to the Free American to help us with our work here, we can certainly use it right now. And that number is 888-678-1444. And, I've got to tell you that there were people before Ron Paul that said much of the same things. Cobain and Bright in England, Frederick Bastiat in France, and Thomas Jefferson in America. All of them spoke great unspeakable truth that there are forces operating in the world more powerful than the whims of the political class. Every effort at centralized planning, every attempt to legislate political dreams bumps up against economic law, and economics is the great brick wall 1,000 feet thick that limits the maniacal dreams, benevolent or malevolent, of the political imagination. Ron Paul believes that, and I believe, and Jake Wade believes, that public awareness and knowledge is the key to establishing and keeping freedom, which is the basis of civilization itself. Without a deep and abiding love of freedom in all the spheres of life, the government can ravage the human population.
Mm-hmm.
But for a people that love liberty, no power is strong enough to finally take away the right to pursue happiness. Unless it's, you know, the keys to that Corvette out there, you know? I guess. our founding fathers told us, Jake, if you're willing to give up liberty for security, then you deserve neither.
Amen.
And is it the distance between us that that keeps us from working together? You know, I understand why maybe a young family or a family with children don't want to move out to Bingham, New Mexico, which is in the middle of nowhere. And you know, it's they've taken us away from the family farm. Remember that old song? How you gonna get them back on the farm after they've seen L.A.?
Yeah, I was raised on one.
You know, to me, and Richard Kelly Hoskins, I've got a whole page of his books in this issue of Free American. He says basis of civilization. He doesn't exactly lay it on economics. He says it's the self-sufficient family farm. And if we are taken down and dumbed down so much that we can't raise our own food, we can't raise our own animals, then I guess we have to line up on Kmart parking lot to get our daily supply of food.
That's right.
And that's what they want. That's why they killed 10 million Russians in the Ukraine.
Oh, yeah.
And now they've got the... National Animal Identification System. Well, we can't make these Christians take the chip, but we can make them chip their chickens.
Mm-hmm.
And if that chicken crosses the road, once they got a chip in it, well, you got to report it to the government because we're going to be monitoring your chickens.
Oh, yeah.
That's a direct attack on the family farm. The second class of people they go after are the people like you and me. They call us the intelligentsia, the people that are smart enough to know what the hell they're doing to us.
We're also on the UN's list to be annihilated.
Run that back to by to me.
We're also in the UN agenda to be annihilated, to be politically removed or purged as a ethnic group that is a plague on our society.
Are they talking about, you know, the white Aryans, the descendants from the true Israelis?
Well, in my case, they're aiming directly at me because I have a church that believes there's only one way to heaven, and that's through the Bible and Jesus Christ, and I do not believe that anything outside that book works, and I believe in the Constitution, so I am a radical.
That's right. They've got a new name for us. They got a new name for us, Jake. They're homegrown terrorists.
Oh, there you go.
homegrown radicals.
Is that why our phones are being tapped?
Well, yeah, they. I think I got the honor of being the first one whose phone was tapped. I had my cell phone number for about 10 years. Everybody knew it across the world, and George Bush told the NSA they could tap everybody's phones. That was in April of 2004. And May 20, 2004, I called home and asked my son, "Where do you need me to go next, son?" "Where are you, Dad?" "Oh, I'm over at Sacred Skin Tattoo Parlor." "Well, go down 24th Street to McDowell, turn left, go to the wheel shop." "Okay, son." And two blocks before I got to McDowell, only motorcyclists on the street, I was picked out and I was picked off and hit hard enough, they said, to roll a Road King motorcycle over me three times.
Hmm.
I don't know how in the hell they could have done that. Could have happened. How do you stay on a motorcycle that's rolling? That's just been too stubborn or too stupid to let go.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Again, my number here is 888-678-1444, and my guest is Dr. Jake Wade, the Little Red Schoolhouse. If you'd like to have a Little Red Schoolhouse in your neighborhood, Jake, what do they do?
They can call me at area 512-398-3116, and I can send them a kit to get them started.
All right. Repeat that number for me one time.
512-398-3116.
What does it take to start a Little Red Schoolhouse? What do they need? What do they need to do?
We operate on the premise that the Bible teaches the best teacher is the parent themselves. So what you bring to your child is your experience, some ability with math or social studies, history, so we don't repeat our predecessors' errors, and we use predominantly Abeka textbooks, which are Bible-based and have some history and some facts in them that the public school system refuses to continue using. And it's really fairly easy. It will take $800 or $900 investment in books and about 14 kids to get started. But the premise is not how much paper you got hanging on your wall. I've got a whole lot of paper I can hang on the wall, but it's still boils down to who is the product going out the door. If we do not prepare the child for life, the paper on my wall isn't going to do a bit of good.
We've changed so much. This whole communist, fascist mindset, the dictatorial mindset that has been forced upon us. You know, they want to put old folks in a home now. They want to put people like you and me in some kind of old folks home, you know?
And we're the wisdom of the society.
The old folks throughout history have always been the elders, ones with the wisdom, the ones that taught the grandchildren, that taught the young people.
Amen.
What's that? Jake?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. What was that last comment?
I just said amen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. When I conceived of Liberty Villages, and let's talk about that, I talked about just using park model trailers, you know, homes that are decent size, that's got a bedroom, it got a kitchen, got a living room, you can sit around and talk to your friends. I got a loft for children if you want to put your children up there. And you can move it out here to the middle of nowhere, 30 miles, 40 miles from the nearest town, an hour from a nearest ski resort or a gambling casino, if that's what you prefer. But, I saw that as a place where you could grow your own food. People that like to garden could be out there working in the garden and sharing the food in the restaurant with tourists and the travelers coming by. And I see, I saw children being able to play out here. If we have to send them into town, a school bus will come out and pick them up. But the only reason I sent my boys into town was so they could meet the girls. they were educated at home, and right now, they run things in their neighborhood, in their area. You know, one of them's managing a restaurant. And I saw a restaurant here, serving homegrown range-fed beef and homegrown vegetables that aren't doused in antibiotics and aren't cattle that aren't doused in antibiotics and food that isn't doused with pesticides. We got miracle food soap.
Can I read you a short excerpt from the last chapter of my book?
What's that?
May I read you a short excerpt from the last chapter of my book?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
This is from the last chapter, page 80 says, build model remnant communities according to the guidelines of the Bible, beginning with one's own immediate as well as extended family if possible. Satan has a strong foothold on this earth. Family members may not be receptive to the salvation message, but let your light, how you live your life, be an example. Discard the current political, state, and federally dictated education system and restore Little Red schoolhouses that incorporate God, Bible, morals, values, character building, integrity, honesty, neighborly kindness, and charity. Establish a Republican form of government, administrative only, limiting its power to functioning only in a godly manner, dictated by God's will and serving the people. That's an excerpt from my book, which is surprisingly what you've just been talking about.
Well, it's you got children here. You teach them in the schoolhouse. You teach them in the thing. I also foresee I saw a bunkhouse on every Liberty Village, filled with a few of the 10,000. Homeless vets on our streets right now.
Okay.
They're sick and they're homeless. And, but they've got the skills to defend a village.
Amen.
And I wanted to give them a free room and board for helping maintain the village.
Well, I've got on page 81 set up an emergency fund for the needy and temporarily stupid.
Right. I mean, it's to me, this is what America was.
Amen.
We they the settlers, the scouts, the adventurous, the competent, they spread out, you know, they headed west, and they established these little liberty villages all across America, small town America.
Also, they were biblical in that the church took care of the needs of the community. There was no welfare system, and if your barn burned down, your neighbors helped you rebuild it.
That's right. That's right. This Ron Paul book that he's writing, he writes that freedom is all of a piece. You can't pick and choose.
Amen.
He said, moreover, it's impossible to speak of the future of human needs without trusting economic freedom and disempowering the state to intervene in every area of life. Without sound money, there's no protection for savings and property, nor capital accumulation, nor long-term investment, nor entrepreneurship, nor social advance. Without the right to own and control property, we have no real say over our lives.
Amen.
Without the freedom to make contracts, to take risks, to live in whatever peaceful way we choose, there's no hope for the future. A state strong enough to redistribute wealth at a whim will not hesitate to wage war, impose sanctions, take away privacy, violate core human rights. A state strong enough to wage war will not think twice about redistributing wealth and running a cradle-to-grave welfare state.
That's right.
So the truths from the right and the left need to deal with, nor are halfway measures a permanent fix. Real Social Security reform returns a financial responsibility for old age to the institutions of a voluntary society.
Amen.
Real reform on foreign policy means eliminating all restrictions on trade.
Mm-hmm.
And, in my concept here, Liberty Village are smaller homes that you don't have to pay for three times. Smaller homes you can buy for under $50,000. And you create your own neighborhood with other people that love liberty, too. And the old folks, yeah, they're welcome. I don't want them in I'm not going to go into an old folks' home.
Nor am I.
And when I get to the point where I can't work, where I can't take care of anything, where I can't teach, if I can't think, then just lay me down and let me die and put me out in the backyard.
Amen.
You know, I don't need round-the-clock medical care. Because I don't do pharmaceuticals. I don't need doctors. I don't need that. I know what
foods
to eat. I know what trace minerals to take. I know what my body requires. And I'm 61, Jake. And you young 20 years old can come up and try to punch me in the stomach, see what happens. And then when you get up from the ground, you'll be able to understand a little bit more about what old age really is.
Amen. I'm 65. I can still outwork all these whippersnappers. But can I put out one premise real quick?
Yes, sir.
This is a fallacy of thinking in our country that somehow we have an uncle named Sam that has money. Our government has no money of their own. They only get what we send there in taxes. They have nothing to give us that doesn't come out of our pocket or itself.
Yeah, that's right. And we're not even supposed to be sending this money anywhere.
There's no law.
There is no law that says we have to pay income tax.
That is correct.
And if you dare to say that, then you're a right-wing radical, but the government cannot demonstrate to you, cannot show you where the law is. We've asked them to do that. And did you, I'm pretty sure that you're aware of this, the government just sent the FBI in to raid the offices of Liberty Dollars.
Oh, yeah.
and took all their gold and silver and took all the coins that they had printed up with Ron Paul's picture on it.
That's theft.
And what is the crime there? You can't have... Did they pass a law somewhere that I missed that says we can't have gold and silver anymore? I thought Nixon gave that back to us.
Let's see, if I dig up a rock out of my backyard, is not that rock mine?
That's right. except in modern-day America, or,
right.
the North American Union. And, folks, you know, they've got the laws right here. There's this Senate Bill 1959. If they pass that, what we're talking about today, what Jake and I have discussed on the air here today, suddenly becomes a crime, illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're fomenting revolution, you're fomenting resistance, you are honoring the Constitution.
Well, I would like something for my taxes. If I'm going to have to pay them, give me some service.
Well, I asked the question. We went over to Iraq. We're spending billions and trillions of dollars over there fighting a war. Somebody said it was for oil. Where's my share? Where's my cut? How come the Iraqis we defeated were getting gasoline for 25 cents a gallon while we were paying $2.50 a gallon?
Oops.
And now they're paying $3.50 a gallon, and so are we. So where was the benefit of the war?
Well, we're doing the same thing we tried to do in Korea and Vietnam, and that is police somebody else's country, and we can't do that.
Well, Ron Paul is the one person saying we should pull all of our troops out of the 100 countries plus that they're in.
Amen.
Why are our troops still in Korea, South Korea?
Because they didn't let a guy named MacArthur go north back in Truman's time.
That's right. And... There we have another one. George Patton said,
mm-hmm.
We fought on the wrong side in World War II. And they killed him for it.
Yeah.
It's, he wanted to go there and end the threat of communism, and we wouldn't let him. Roosevelt wouldn't let him.
Well, we're still trying to police the Korea.
And Germany. We've still got troops in Germany, for God's sakes.
Yeah, I got church members there.
Well, the you know, I think we've got some pretty clear... Ron Paul is probably the one bright spot on the horizon, but without the support of everyone within the range of our voices here, Without them calling in and making a small donation or buying some magazines here, I can't keep on.
Right.
I can't keep on going. Without their support, Ron Paul is not going to get noticed. If we don't bombard the National Rifle Association today and tell them, you better put Ron Paul on there or we're never going to resign. We're never going to go with you. We'll go with, we'll join the Gun Owners of America because Larry Pratt is endorsing Ron Paul. And if the NRA doesn't endorse Ron Paul and they won't get Rudy Giuliani in there, oh yeah, yeah, New York's a real safe place to be for a gun owner.
Amen.
And Washington, D.C., yeah. By the way, there's more cases of AIDS in Washington, D.C., and less guns than any place else in the world.
Right.
Yeah, and, Jake, I'm telling you that the Little Red Schoolhouse will be a part of Liberty Villages if we're successful on getting this. But it takes a lot more money than I've got to do it. I can't buy the houses and put them out here for you to rent, folks. You got to buy them and make some arrangements here to work with us. You know, I've got products to sell, I've got magazines to sell, I've got advertising to sell, and I don't have anybody to sell them. I got some people there to take orders and, you know, write down and run credit cards. And that's a kind of a plus. I didn't have that a month ago. And, you know, I think, Jake, I mean, it's just people have asked me, well, are we going to win, Clay? First of all, I don't quite know who we are. And second of all, I said, well, I don't necessarily think so. I don't think we're going to win, but I don't think we're going to lose either, because I think what we're fighting here is an eternal war.
Amen.
A war of good against evil. If you want to live in peace, if you want to raise your family in peace, you want the freedom to and the liberty to teach them what they need to know, and teach them the truth and tell the truth will set you free. If you want to do that, you know, we've got a place to do it. We've got to, and there should be Liberty Villages all across America, open to the public, so the city folk can come out and see how we lived in the country 100 years ago, 200 years ago, 400 years ago, 5,000 years ago.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
All right. We're almost out of time here. Dr. Jake Wade's been my guest today. And by the way, Jake, I just upped your subscription to 2009.
Thank you.
And I want to tell you folks, there's some things you can do today. Call the NRA and tell them, get Ron Paul on there or get the hell out of America. And the other thing you can do is call 888-678-1444. subscribe to the Free American, order some copies, or make a donation on my website at freeamerican.com. And third, give Jake Wade a call and let him know and get more information about having a little red schoolhouse in your area. And put a Ron Paul sign up on your front lawn. And remember that a state strong enough to redistribute wealth at a whim will not hesitate to wage war, impose sanctions, take away privacy, and violate core human rights. And you have to consider that it takes courage to speak this way in times when the common belief is that the government can and should do all the things. Ron Paul and Clay Douglas and Dr. Jake Wade dare to ask us to rethink the way the world works, to have confidence in the ability of society, meaning the millions of individuals of which it is constituted, to manage itself.
Amen.
And, you know, we're here for you. We're willing to work. We're willing to do what we can to educate people, to build a godly society. I mean, this has been when Jacob led the Israelites down to Egypt because of the famine. Jake, what did the Egyptians do? They tried to undermine them. They tried to recruit them. Hey, come over here and help us build these pyramids. The women's in the tent over there. The drugs are in that tent, and the alcohol's in that tent.
Exactly.
And because they were afraid, because if we build Liberty Villages, if we rebuild small-town America, if we restore God into the thoughts and our prayers and our society, then we've got a godly society that
Amen.
Is capable of taking care of itself without any help from the government.
Yes, sir.
And by God, you know, if I see somebody, if I happen to go to one of these cities, and I see somebody robbing a little old lady or a poor man or pushing an old man around, guess what? I will arrest them. I will put them in jail. I'll knock them out and have the police come pick them up. It's
Amen.
Called citizen's arrest.
Yes.
We can be responsible for crime. And we ought to be allowing and helping our law officers eliminate these illegals, deport them, send them back.
Right.
Right now, 30% of federal prisons are filled with illegal aliens who've committed crimes against Americans.
Mm-hmm.
This has to stop. They're running the illegals in on us the same way the Bolsheviks ran the Jews from the Pale Settlement in on the white Christians after demonizing them.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't win a war against evil with evil.
That's right.
You've got to do it the way Jesus did it.
Amen.
That's why we're Christians. Not
Amen.
Because the church says we have to be.
Amen.
Jake Wade, thank you very much, sir.
God bless you, sir.
God bless you. 888-678-1444. Don't be a part of the problem. Be a part of the solution. Be a free American.
With recent